It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, guess what Mariah Carey is coming out with? What? Think of Mariah Carey. What kind of a line does she need? A line of products. What does she not have? All these years of a career.
At the risk of maybe spoiling it, I was going to say something Christmas related, yes. Like holiday decorations or something.
Close, but not exactly what I was looking for. Mariah Carey coming out with her own cookie brand.
Oh, really?
Just in time for the holidays.
Wonderful.
Launching today.
Mariah Carey cookies?
I mean, of all the things I would have, if you said Mariah Carey's got a new product, what do you think it is?
It would not
have been cookies.
Would have been something holiday related, because that's where she makes her money now.
Right. But she's
so much
it's going to be boxes of a dozen or a half dozen cookies.
Okay.
And you can get them in 30 major American markets. So it's her Mariah's Cookies. That's what they're called, Mariah's Cookies.
It makes sense.
Set
MC.
To launch.
Mariah Cookies, MCs.
Delivery only. Holiday Hits Box. You like what she's got going on there? A Holiday Hits Box.
So they'll mail the cookies to you?
Sounds like it.
Is it Mrs. Field? You see, do that all the time
kind
with the cookies?
Of. But it says that, you know, it's only in certain cities. So I guess it depends on. It's like flowers.com. Do they service where you go?
Right. Are we in a cookie district? Do we get some Mariah's?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But I haven't really looked that far yet. But Uber Eats, Postmates, DoorDash, all these things. Look for Mariah's cookies. I could do that right now if you want me to on DoorDash.
All right.
I use DoorDash.
Can we play
to
this song this morning?
Last night.
Can we play All I Want for Christmas Is You this morning?
Of course.
I really think we should.
We can.
For the Christmas spirit.
It's December 4th. We can play this.
Yes.
Oh, baby, all I want for Christmas is
cookies.
Baby.
Please, cookies. All I want for Christmas is cookies.
Such a good song.
Let me know if you find that. We'll play this later.
Mariah's cookies. Currently closed on my DoorDash.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
They're not delivering right now. By the way,
I don't know.
About an hour from now, we're going to hook you up with an iPad. Be here for that Christmas keyword. 1 hour from now, it's Kiss. Hold on. I gotta tell everybody to do this over the weekend.
What?
And it's something that literally anybody can do. You don't need money for it, but it's going to have such amazing mental health benefits for you.
You had me at cheap and mentally good.
Yes, it is. Go the F outside this weekend and as much as you can over the next couple days before it gets too gray and snowy and disgusting out. We're blessed to have like 40 degrees over the next couple days.
Oh, good. Okay.
I heard the forecast.
Say, Riggs, I'm too cold because I try this with my dog and I just get cold and go inside.
Sure, which is cold, but throw on a coat, throw on a little hat,
well,
and you're fine.
I have a coat on.
But getting outside and getting the sunlight and the exercise right now, heading into the winter, I just wanted to say, like on the radio,
like, do it.
Do it.
I don't know if they realize going outside, how much it helps.
And it doesn't have to be, like, again, like vigorous exercise. You don't have to go for jogs or sprints or runs. Just walk around your yard. Mm-hmm. Go outside. Like, the benefits of that. I've talked to so many psychologists with Rogers Behavioral. Mm. I read so many articles at, like, psychology websites.
And kids. Send them outside.
Yes.
My kids. Look how depressed.
Absolutely.
Hudson's been so sad and depressed because he's such a social kid. And he's like, I'm just bored, Mom.
Dude, how much did he change when you took him outside and
they're totally different people because they go outside, they're happy, they're running around, they forget about life, and then they come in tired.
Yeah.
And then he's like a different person, then he relaxes. But it's like on edge till you go outside and get a little, it's like you almost need to get the energy out.
Yeah.
And
kids.
If you have ADHD, I've learned, like my kids and I, if you don't get the exercise, if you don't get energy out, it's really bad for you.
Mm-hmm. It'll build up. It's like a dog.
it's like your dog sometimes.
If it stays in,
like a dog.
You leave your dog inside all day, it starts going nuts.
Yep.
Then when you leave, the dog destroys things in the house. You get mad at the dog. No, it's just no bad dogs, just bad owners. You left the dog inside too long.
Your dog has ADHD, didn't you know?
Short attention span. I just wanted to take a moment because I heard the forecast was going to be beautiful this weekend, and it's normally crappy this time of year. Like it can get, Wisconsin is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
It could get gray and gross real quick.
Right.
But knowing that we got the nice sunshine the next couple days.
You could do the walking tours for the lights. Like like Country Christmas has a walking tour. So you could walk. It's a great temperature to walk through the lights tour.
Yeah.
And you can bring your dog. Can bring your dog, Rick.
Oh, that's right.
You can't take your dog inside, but you can to like the, you know, the where they sell cookies and stuff, but you can, I know at Country Christmas, I'm pretty sure you can bring in Pewaukee, you can bring your dog.
You know which one we're gonna do this year is the one at the Berner Botanical Gardens.
I'm doing that one too, the Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
I almost took my kids there the other day.
We took a couple walks there last month when they were getting it set up.
Yeah.
And we could just see like the early stages of it. They start that stuff up early.
Yeah.
Because it's such an elaborate setup.
If you're going to charge $25 a car like the botanical gardens are,
pull out the stops.
You better be spending months setting up because I need that $25 to give me 10 minutes of pure bliss. Okay?
Absolutely.
It feels like a lot.
Yep. So get out, enjoy the weather, do something outdoors if you can over the next couple days because we know how Wisconsin can change super quick.
Yeah.
And it's just the mental health benefits of outdoor exercise and physical activity.
Movement.
So good.
Physical movement. I learned that in the past year with my weight loss, how much it raises your happiness.
And I get upset because people talk about what not to do, like don't gather in groups, you know, don't come in close contact with people, which is all good to do. But there are also other things like eating healthy and exercising that you should be doing. So nobody talks about what you should be doing. And that's great for your immune system all the time.
But then what makes us feel good? See, this is the problem.
The endorphins, man.
This is why people reach for booze and all these other things. We're like, so what makes me feel good? Because it's not the healthy eating.
You know what makes you feel good? Endorphins, and you got them in your body. All you got to do is move to get them going. Everybody's got them. Everybody's got them. It's science.
Yeah.
Science. So I wanted to say that on a public platform.
All right.
Take care of your mental health.
Service.
Go outdoors. It's ridiculous. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Good morning.
We've got an iPad for you at 7:10 this morning. Oh, and Riggs and Allie's Holiday Helpers is up at 1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can help out some kids this holiday season, and it's been extended. Extended.
Yes, good.
Through December 21st.
Good. That makes me happy.
Yeah. We thought we were going to have to end it today, but we were like, you know what? Why are we going to end it now? It's December 4th. We had so much time.
Let people donate, and we'll keep helping local kids.
There's so many families that need it. Why not?
Amen.
So you can still donate. 1037kissfm.com. We'll turn your virtual donation into a physical gift that we'll put under trees. Did you see what happened? How Warner Brothers Studios has now signed a deal with HBO Max to release all of their three theatrical releases in 2021. All of them.
This is a big deal. Go on.
All
this
of them.
This will change everything forever. Go
will
on.
Will be released first on the HBO Max platform. And this is big movies, like the new Space Jam movie next year will drop.
So a brand new movie will be available to viewers at home or in the theater on the same day.
Only on the HBO Max for the first month.
For the first month.
And then it goes to theaters afterwards.
Oh.
That's where the game changer comes in with HBO Max.
They came out all in the same time.
With this deal with Warner Brothers and HBO Max says that. So like the new Wonder Woman movie that's coming out this month. HBO Max only, and then theaters.
And you get like 30 movies, right? For like, isn't that how many are coming out? What was I watching yesterday about all
this? Which one? Oh, the Matrix one too?
I don't know. They just had this, they had a list of all these movies that were coming out, and they said everything's coming out, you know, pre-theater.
Yeah.
And this is going to change everything. And basically, it's one of those things where you can't go back. Like, if you're going to change the game in movies, be prepared for the game you're changing.
Yeah. As soon as Warner Brothers did this, they had stocks from like a bunch of movie theaters went down, like AMC.
That's what I'm saying.
Cinemark.
I think about our
IMAX.
Friends at Marcus, and I'm like, what the hell, you know? Because it's great for a consumer at home, but it's going to hurt theaters.
Yeah. I think, you know, theaters like Marcus are going to be around forever because people are still going to want to go to a movie theater, and they'll probably change the way that they are inside, I'm sure.
Well, they already have. I mean, you got a bar inside theaters now.
Yeah.
You've got food. I mean, there's other reasons to go besides just the movie.
They'll evolve. They're going to be so few and far between.
Right.
But yeah, the HBO Max and Warner Brothers now, all these movies next year, specifically on HBO Max first and then into the theaters, which is crazy.
Crazy
to think about. See, the game is changing.
Yeah.
Thanks, COVID. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Commercial-free hours all day, every day.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ooh-wee, Justin Bieber snapped, and quite frankly, I don't blame him.
Right.
There are these people online who are still trying to get people to go off on Hailey Bieber over Selena Gomez. Like, Justin is married.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez and him are never getting back together. This was
She's with Jimmy Butler now. She's moved on.
It doesn't even matter. Like, they are over. That was like when people could not get past Brittany and Justin or Brad and Jen.
Yeah.
They couldn't let it go. Mm-hmm. Even though the people have moved on into new relationships, the fans won't let it go.
The
right?
fans loved it so much yes. when it was happening and it was a thing. They thought it'd last forever.
But it's like an illusion in people's minds. So listen to this. This girl went online and said everyone should go bombard Hailey Bieber's Facebook Live with Selena comments and basically sabotage any kind of event Hailey Bieber was going to do on Facebook Live. So Justin Bieber snapped and he shared the woman's clip. He shared all the stuff she said and he said, quote, this is Bieber, quote, this sad excuse of a human just encouraged people on video to literally go after my wife, telling people to say that my previous relationship was better, so on and so forth. I just wanted to share this so people get an idea of what we face day to day.
Yeah.
He said that rather than let it steal her joy, he said he realizes how miserable she must be to want to spend her life trying to make others feel small.
Yeah.
And I agree. Like, if you're spending all, you have to be 13. This cannot be a grown up. There cannot be a grown up online going.
Don't be surprised.
I know.
There's some lame grown ups out there.
How can you be online saying, hey, everyone, let's go write awful things on this girl's Facebook Live? Like, that is so nasty.
It
you know what
bad.
I mean? It's really nasty. It's like the epitome of bullying, man. It's so nasty.
Well, it's cyberbullying, and people do it because awful. They think they can get away with it because you can't see me. I'm behind a keyboard. You can't see me. You can't get me. But none of those people would say any of that stuff to Hailey Bieber's face.
Never.
None of them.
Or
none of them.
Or Justin Bieber.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't.
And it is funny when you think about, like, an ex and how you, when you've moved on, the ex, you don't even think about them.
Nope.
So that's what people don't get. He's not thinking about Selena Gomez. He's married.
He's not even.
It's not even the same level of.
Quite honestly, Selena Gomez isn't thinking about him.
No,
so give it up.
I don't
give
think so either.
Get on with it. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Good morning.
Jinx. Hold on. Let me get on your level real quick over here.
Oh, you're getting on my level.
Let me put on these. I got these glasses over here.
Trying to one up me.
Just trying to keep up the pace, man.
Yesterday was the day, Riggs.
Was it now?
Well, it wasn't the day. I got called 2 weeks ago that my glasses were ready, and I finally got in yesterday to go get them.
I've never seen you in glasses. Like maybe every once in a while, I've a picture of you in glasses.
Yeah,
maybe it's the blue light blockers.
I only wear them at. Well, I have like prescription glasses, but for the most part, I can see.
Yeah.
It helps at night reading signs far away. I have astigmatism, so lights, like stop lights and things, I have issues with that.
Yeah.
You know, just things reflecting funny. So it's not a... he said I have healthy eyes. I went to Lang Family Eye Care in New Berlin, and they said, you have really healthy eyes. I just have this little prescription, and it's, you know. So I got new glasses, and I hadn't gotten new glasses in like 10 years. I mean, we do not take care of our eyes the way we should.
No.
We do our... you go to the dentist every 6 months if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
But it's like I don't get the eye appointment, and that's your eyes are. You have to like deal with problems before they get bad with your eyes if you don't go. It's like anything else.
I think as people think I can see, I'm fine. I don't have any problems. Move on with my life.
And it was interesting talking to them because they said, you know, you see people that come in and think it's normal the way they're seeing, and they have no idea how blind they are. You know what I mean?
That's like when I thought it was normal to breathe out of one side of my nose.
It's the same thing because your whole life you haven't known anything different.
A deviated septum is normal.
And especially with kids, because kids won't say, well, that's blurry, or they think it's normal if you don't check their eyes, and they do such general eye checks at the doctor.
Was there a reason you wouldn't go contacts? Do you not like contacts? Did you have a choice for that?
But my vision, I don't feel like is bad enough. When my sisters put on their glasses, when they wake up, the first thing they do is grab their glasses. They cannot see. A lot of people are like that. You cannot see a thing until you put your glasses or contacts in, right?
Yeah.
That's not my issue.
And
I don't need the contacts because maybe one day I will if it gets that bad and I don't want to deal with the glasses.
The contacts is for worse vision, you think? Is it?
Well, no, I can get contacts now.
Yeah.
I'm saying if I take my glasses off, I can still safely drive.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
My sister would run into a tree. Like she wouldn't be able to see anything.
Fair.
I'm not that blind is my point.
When I wore contacts, it was the touching of the eye that I could never get behind.
Oh, you get used to it.
Never.
It's like wearing a thong. You get used to it.
Well, I'm used to wearing a thong, but I never get used to touching my eye.
you don't feel it after a while. You get used to it. But it was funny because I went to pick them up. I was so excited because I got new glasses. They're updated, you know, as far as like fashion, because glasses change.
And you said that they have the blue light blocking in the prescription, which is awesome.
Have the blue blockers in them.
Yeah.
So I wore them yesterday. I got so used to them just with
blue
them
light.
Being on screens that I loved it. But it was funny because I put the mask on. Oh, I had a mask on inside Lang Family Eye Care.
Yeah.
And the second I put my glasses on, they fogged up because
I
had the mask on.
That was going to be my next question for you.
I was giggling. I was like, oh, I got to get used to the mask. But you don't wear a mask like in your normal at work or home. So it's only when you're out and about, you know? And then I realized one other thing doesn't work with my glasses.
What's that?
My Face ID. It didn't work yesterday.
Really?
I was like, do I need to redo my Face ID because I have glasses on? I was kind of surprised by that.
You did?
I didn't redo it. It just had been typing in my passcode because it hasn't been recognizing my face with the glasses on. Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
Because
I put
random?
These ones, I thought it would do it when I put these glasses on. I have like the blue light blocking
does
glasses.
It? Does it?
It lets me in my phone every
Sometimes
time.
Sometimes I have sunglasses on and it lets me in.
That's
with
weird.
Face ID, and sometimes with sunglasses on, it doesn't. So, you know what?
Maybe it's like, wait, these are prescription. We're not going to let her in. This is somebody else.
Oh, she got glasses. Huh?
This is somebody
Looks like
with
a whole new broad.
This is a woman that can really see me now.
Like, seriously. Yeah. So, I got new glasses. I'm loving them. I posted pictures on Instagram and Facebook. You know, if you're that excited about my glasses, I'm excited.
Have you been dealing with the fog a lot lately
with the
mask?
It's not as bad as I thought. Like, I wore my mask in the building.
What about like going grocery shopping, stuff like that? Do you wear your glasses when you go grocery shopping?
We'll see. I haven't been yet.
I was going to know.
Probably not. Because again, I don't need them. But I'm getting so used to wearing them and enjoying them that who knows?
All right.
I don't know. Look, listen. The fogging up is like not a big enough issue for me to.
It would bother me. I'm terrified of the fogging.
It's not enough.
All right. 414-799-1037. Glasses people. Glasses gang. Let's have a conversation, glass gang. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a serious question for you.
What?
And the lady that's on the phone. Who's on the phone? Who are we talking
Brittany's
to over here?
Brittany's in Racine. She was calling you about my glasses.
You just got glasses yesterday?
I did. Well, I got new glasses.
New ones. Yeah.
New ones, and I'm very excited. It's something new and exciting in 2020.
Hey, something to look forward to.
It's like
you'll
a
take
new
it.
Look.
Uh-huh. You'll take it. Who is this on the phone?
Brittany.
Brittany.
Brittany, girlfriend. What's up?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. She said she saw me the picture I posted of the glasses.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
She said she approved.
So cute.
Good.
Oh, thank
so
you.
Cute.
Thank
good.
You.
I have a question for both of you being glasses wearers. How long have you worn glasses?
She told me off the air. Ask her.
How long have you worn glasses?
Since I was 9 years old.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Was that hard when you were 9 to get glasses? Were kids mean?
No, I actually, my cousins had glasses, so I was really excited because then I could match them.
Oh, it's like when you're excited to get braces.
Yeah.
It's actually exciting.
Yes, I was.
It really is. It is.
Yeah. It's even more exciting when you get them taken off.
But
the braces.
Right. Isn't it nice though now with glasses, how cool they look? Like you look good in them. It's not, you don't look like, you know, the four eye stuff
the
is thick gone.
Rings,
you look good now in glasses, right?
Right. It's like a fashion accessory now. Like my face looks weird when I don't have my glasses
on. And you look better with glasses. There are people who look so much better with glasses. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, there are.
Yep.
Totally. And sometimes like if you're from a 90s movie, you take off your glasses and pull down your hair and you're a completely different person.
Oh my God!
Take off your glasses.
She lets the bun down, and
she was such a nerd. Wait a minute, she took off her glasses
real.
And let down her hair.
She said that's not real.
No, it's not.
Women
but
don't do that.
Serious question for both of you as glasses wearers. I don't wear them myself, but why is it that when you go to clean your glasses, the only thing you ever use is the bottom of your shirt?
Because that's all you have.
I was just going to say the same
Always.
Thing. They gave
Go-to.
Me something to clean my glasses.
Yeah, you get a little microfiber cloth, I'm sure.
But I still just sat here and used my shirt. Did you watch
your shirt.
That? I was using
Every
my
time.
Shirt to clean it. And my dad used to do that when I was a kid. He
Even
always used the bottom of his shirt.
And also, before it, do you put them in your mouth and go...
You got to get a little moisture.
Yes! Every time I put the glasses, even with sunglasses, I put them in my mouth and I go... Just to fog them up a little bit. You wipe them up on the bottom
Weirdos.
Of your shirt. That's what you do. Every time. Right, Brittany?
Exactly.
You got to get a little bit moist.
Oh, my God.
So wipe them off,
so
get a
Ellie,
good clean.
Do you think that the blue light thing actually helps? Because I don't have that on mine, but I kind of want to get new lenses.
You know
that.
What? I do, Brittany. I do, because I sat in front of a screen yesterday, and I had the glasses on, and it felt better. And then when I took them off, my eyes were kind of like, ooh, I want the glasses back now to get back on the computer. So I do think that it makes a difference. Yeah. So
right. I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah, because it was nice that they were built into the lenses. Like, it was part of my
part
lenses.
Of the prescription.
Yeah, it's like now the blue blockers are in the glasses.
Because, Brittany, I'll tell you, as somebody that doesn't wear glasses, my eyes hurt from looking at so many screens.
Yeah.
In a radio station, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many screens in here,
oh my
Allie?
Gosh, so many.
6, 7
you
screens.
You literally have one, you have 5 screens.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6, 7.
6, 7 with my phone.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. You can get non-prescription ones. Those
I do
that's
have,
right.
That's what I have is non-prescription ones. They're just blue light blocking.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally get that.
Yeah, I do think it helps. And I think you should get the blue blockers built in.
Well, thank you for calling, Brittany. We appreciate you listening
thanks.
This morning.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
We'll talk to you next time. Goodness.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love talking about vision on the radio.
I gotta.
See? There you go.
I gotta clean my glasses.
There you go. See? Give a little blow. Now
weirdos.
Use the bottom of your shirt. There you go. Perfect. I want to know if you would go to this new bar, Allie. I wonder if you would go.
I don't know. What is it?
I'll tell you about it in a second.
Okay.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You still have a couple minutes to enter the Kissmas keyword to win an iPad, as long as you do it before 8 o'clock. The word is cider, C-I-D-E-R. Enter it at 1037kissfm.com. You can win an iPad.
Nice.
So the concept, Allie, it's called a tickle bar.
Ugh! Sounds like my worst nightmare.
A tickle bar. Now, I thought the same thing, too. Like, I hate being tickled.
I hate being tickled.
I hate it, too. Now, this is basically what you do is, it's weird because it's opening during a pandemic, so it's appointment only if you go in there. But you're escorted into one of these little, like, tents. It's like an individualized tent, and you're in there with another person.
What is this, some fetish? It's like a massage parlor doing something they're not supposed to be doing.
That's what I was wondering, too.
Okay,
so basically, for $40, you can have either hair tickles, you can have back tickles, or both. Like, they'll tickle you with different items. A lot of people like to have things, like, dragged across their body that give you the goosebumps.
That's called a back scratch.
That type
That's
of thing.
Not called tickling.
Not a scratch. Not a scratch. Just the gentle little.
I do it every single night to my for the past 9 freaking years. You're triggering me. I have scratched my kid's back when he went to bed, and he waits till he gets goosebumps. That's the game.
I guess that's what this is. $40 for the short session, $60 for the longer one. Would you let someone tickle you?
No.
I wonder if they'll go aggressive with the tickle.
I wouldn't let someone I know tickle me, much less someone I don't know.
Somehow it's legit, though. It's 100% legit. It's nothing like a backdoor thing for a prostitution
ring.
Don't
say backdoor when you're talking about a room with a tickle and all this.
Backdoor tickle house.
Just watch what you're saying or people get the wrong idea.
You get a glass of wine.
No, even worse. So now you got wine, you got back doors, you got tickle, you got props. You don't know what they are until they get whipped out.
Hey, why not? Why not? Tickle bar. Coming to a district near you.
Lord help us.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. This is a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day, and it's Jay-Z and Kanye.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Riggs, do you remember the other day I was telling you about the guy who played for the Timberwolves, Malik Beasley, and he was spotted out and about holding hands with Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, still married, actually, but ex-wife, kind of.
Sure.
And then Kim Kardashian's ex-best friend, blah, blah, blah. So he was spotted holding hands with her in Florida, but he's still married, and they have a kid.
Uh-huh.
And so his wife sees these pictures of them walking through a mall, and they're masked up, but they're holding hands.
Wait, what?
And she's like, excuse me? So she went out and filed for divorce after that happened.
Yeah.
And Larsa Pippen is still holding her ground, saying, don't always trust what you see on social media. Even salt looks like sugar. I'm like, honey, you are walking down the street with a married man holding his hand. His wife said she had no idea he was with you. You really going to stand by and say he's the one telling the truth right now, honey?
Oh, God.
These women sometimes. I can't. Of course. Of course. His wife's lying because what?
There's no reason to lie.
I mean, it's absurd.
It is absurd.
It pisses me off. It really pisses. How many dudes in the world? You got to find the married one. This is what kills you with people, right? Dude. You know
of
what
all
I mean?
The single people out there, why are you going to
go Larsa Pippen, you look as hot as Kim Kardashian. Yeah. What the hell? You have trouble finding a dude?
Isn't she still married to Scottie Pippen?
That's my point, yes. Which they're done, but they tried to reconcile. It didn't work. But they were married for like 20 years or whatever. And she was like best friends with Kim Kardashian, and they are no longer friends. And that happened over the past year. I don't know what happened with those two. But some weird stuff going on. And she dated Tristan Thompson back in the day, too. Larsa Pippen dated Tristan Thompson before Khloe did. And they don't like to talk about it. I've seen the questions about it.
Interesting.
They get real uncomfortable with those questions, which means something shady's going on.
I bet.
So, yeah. So, this guy for the Timberwolves, Malik Beasley, his wife's divorcing his ass.
This is why we call it the Hollywood Dirt.
Yes.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. This doesn't make sense in a Christmas sense at all. Why would you put this as a decoration in your yard? This is so bizarre.
You sent me a picture of this whatever decoration. You took a picture of someone's house, I can tell.
Yes.
What city is this in?
This is in my neighborhood.
Oh, it's in Franklin.
This is in Franklin, a house in Franklin. And every year, Allie, this is in front of their house.
Oh,
so this is not just a random thing. It's there every year. And I was like, what the hell does this mean?
What is it?
Is it something with their family? Is it something religious? It's this blue, like, it looks like a dinosaur, like a brontosaurus, like the dinosaur with the four legs and the long neck.
But it's a small mini dinosaur they've put up.
I put it up on 103.7 Kiss FM and my Riggs Radio Instagram both. You can see it there. But it's like maybe 4 feet tall. Like a little, you would see it like a playground almost.
It looks like a playground dinosaur. Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. It reminds me of like when people, remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the life-size ones?
Hell yeah.
And I had one. People loved to like steal those when they were drunk.
Yeah.
Like this dinosaur in the yard looks like something you'd steal drunk.
Right.
And then put it in your yard and think it was funny. And the worst part is they put a crappy wreath around the dinosaur's neck. This is the weirdest decoration I've ever seen.
I don't know if this is maybe a statement that they make.
They
as
gotta
far
be an artist.
As,
what if they're an artist?
I don't know. But it's the
Did
same.
Did they make this?
I don't know. It's the same dinosaur and it's there every single year in their yard. So it has to mean something maybe to them individually or if there's somebody out there that knows.
You gotta go
I don't
ask
know.
Them.
414-799-1037. I don't know why someone would put a blue bronto in their front yard.
With a wreath around its neck, but it's sloppy wise.
It doesn't have a face or anything. It's not like it's smiling. It's not winking at you. It's not wearing anything else, not like shoes or anything.
Wait, are we sure that's a dinosaur?
What else would it be?
Sure, it's not like a llama or a sheep or something like that.
That looks like a dinosaur to me, if I've seen anything. It may be a
It looks like a...
Like a giraffe would have a longer neck, I think, because this has like a stubby neck, but it's still a longer neck. With like I don't know. It does. There's nothing Christmas about it at all. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm actually confused as
I'm so confused, and I was like, I'll go on the radio and see if anybody's heard of this before. Maybe there's somebody listening who was like, oh yeah, the legend of the blue brontosaurus.
That's
is
what
something,
I mean. Like,
I don't know.
Is this like at Halloween when you have like a teal pumpkin and you just didn't know what it meant?
Yeah.
Like, what does
or maybe
the
it's
blue
a,
dinosaur mean?
Maybe it's somebody that's like, we're not Christian. We're not any. Maybe it's like an atheist thing. I don't know. Like, we don't believe in Christmas, but we want to celebrate. No idea. Do you know what the blue brontosaurus would mean in a yard?
Oh my gosh, somebody's calling.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text and we'll talk to you next. Hold on a second. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I just sent Allie the picture and I put it on the Kiss FM Instagram, 103.7 Kiss FM. My neighbor's house, every year in front of it, they have this little blue brontosaurus.
So weird.
Looks like a playground brontosaurus.
It does.
With a Christmas wreath around its neck. And I don't know what the hell it means, what it represents.
It's like because you put a wreath
strange.
Around the neck, does it all of a sudden mean it's Christmas?
I guess.
Like, why a dinosaur?
But if it was out every, over year round and they put like a Halloween costume on it for Halloween, maybe they have a thing about dinosaurs. Somebody texted in to 414-799-1037 and they said, I'm not sure, but I pass a house on my way to work that has a 10-foot skeleton outside with a wreath. I am very confused as well. So people have their own things they do for Christmas. I don't
know. Interesting. Well, Julie is in Oak Creek on line one.
Let's go to Julie. And, good morning, Julie.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going to fill you in on, but what do you know about
Hello.
This, Julie?
Do you know anything about this blue brontosaurus that's in my neighbor's yard?
It's actually called a beastie.
The beastie?
Like a yeah. Beastie
a
Boy?
A Beastie or a... The Beastie?
Okay.
No, it's called A Beastie. And
okay.
It was, they were big art things from a local artist in Milwaukee, I want to say maybe in the 90s.
Okay.
Oh, this is answering some questions. Go on.
Okay.
Yeah, they were, I think they were used initially to raise money for the zoo or something like that.
Yep.
Ding! But oh my God. Julie, I would buy a giant dinosaur if the zoo did that again.
Yep.
And I could afford it.
This is from...
They had all different sizes because we actually have two smaller ones that like can go on a desk or whatever that my mother-in-law bought for my kids when they were younger.
So it's sculptures. It's art. Okay. It's literally sculptures yeah. that you can
okay.
buy.
This
it's
says,
a sculpture.
This is an article from Fox 6 yeah. from 2018 that says the Beasties are back and ready to help raise money for the Milwaukee County Zoo. So maybe they did it a couple years ago and this family just puts it out every year. And this was in... May of that year, so I don't know.
2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. All
right. You've lived in that house for more than 2 years. Have they had the dinosaur every year?
It's a new family that moved in there 2 or 3 years ago, I think.
So then you don't even know when they got it.
I don't. I don't know when they got it. Yeah, thanks, Julie.
Mm-hmm. Jenna
Beastie.
Called. Jenna's in Grafton. Let's see. Maybe she has the same answer for
Jenna,
you.
Can you help out with neighbor? In my neighborhood has a blue brontosaurus in front of their house. What the hell does it
Why?
Mean? Why?
It is, in fact, a beastie.
It is a beastie.
Oh
all right.
Oh, my gosh. I've learned so much. Yeah. Something new about Milwaukee today. I
Me
did
too.
Not know. So
yeah.
how many... Do you have any idea, Jenna, how many beasties are out there?
I think, actually, a decent amount. So, Dennis Pearson
yeah.
is the artist of these beasties.
Okay.
There's all different sizes, shapes,
I want to
say designs, but they...
So, it's not just dinosaurs.
It's all the same... Look of a thing.
It's like an animal.
Not, okay.
Not really anything. You can't call it anything other than a
It's
beastie.
A beastie because I get it. It's a beast. Okay, it's a beastie.
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
it.
Okay.
They come in different positions. So like some of them will be like laying on their back, like their belly sticking out.
Yeah, some of them look a little erotic. Some of them look like they're dancing.
What are they made out of? Metal?
Ceramic.
Or clay? I don't even. I can't figure out what it is.
If I, you know what, I'll trespass later today and I'll find out for you. I'll go on their property and I'll knock on it.
Well, see what we it feels don't like. Get that hardcore. I mean.
Okay, so Dennis Pearson, he's an artist from Mequon, and this yeah. is the guy that makes these things called beasties. There he is.
Well, hey, Dennis.
He's like in his 80s, and he's still making them.
Oh my God, Riggs, you got to yeah. get one to one up your neighbors. You got to get a giant blue dinosaur, this beastie thing in their yard. You should call this guy. Call Dennis.
Dennis.
Be like, Dennis, I want an orange.
Look at this. He's got so many of them.
That... I don't know. I'm just thinking. I'm trying
sure.
to guess. Dennis, I need
I want a
green...
Tyrannus. Can I get a green T-Rex, please? A
you
green T-Rex.
Yes. This is like, could you imagine? Now, hold on. Forget everything we're talking about. I got to talk about myself for a second. Could you imagine if I got one of these for my kid?
I'll go steal it from her.
Bruh, I'm telling what? You, like, I can't say it anymore.
Yeah, you can't say bruh, no.
This would be a hell of a gift.
It would be an awesome gift.
If I told my kids, this is what I'm talking about, if I told my kids go outside and they saw a giant
a
dinosaur
beastie.
In the yard, they'd flip out.
Hell yeah, they would.
I almost
Maybe you
want to give
reach
this
out
as
to,
a gift.
Reach out to Dennis Pearson and ask him.
It'd be like $500 or something crazy.
And if anybody knows Dennis Pearson, have him reach out to us because we'd like to have some of his art.
But then I'll get drunk and they'll be like, where's mommy? She's riding the dinosaur in the front yard.
At least she's
Mom's
riding the dinosaur.
The dinosaur out there.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you calling in this
yeah,
morning.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
All right, so
cool.
It is Beastie. It's a Milwaukee thing. So they must have gotten it from this artist, and maybe they put it out as their little thing, their Christmas tradition.
I need you to do one thing when you see your neighbors today.
Yes,
I need you
go
to
ahead.
Put your hand up in the air and go, nice Beastie.
Like
and
your Beastie.
See what they say.
Like your Beastie, bro.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Like,
and you can see the picture of this thing. We put it up. It's yeah. On the Instagram, 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So we just learned about beasties this morning, not bestiality. Get your mind out of the gutter. That's disgusting. We're talking about these little beastie sculptures that apparently are Milwaukee local things that they were selling them to raise money for the zoo not too long ago.
I feel like I learned something new about Milwaukee today. Like, I actually am enjoying this.
There's a little blue brontosaurus in front of my neighbor's yard. They pull it out every year around Christmas. And this year, I finally took a picture of it. I threw it on my Instagram on Riggs Radio, and somebody said, you should steal some sticks and branches and put them on its head and call it a blue reindeer. I'm not gonna vandalize this thing. It's the work of art.
I don't think it matters.
Settle down, Rick.
They put a wreath on it.
Settle down, Rick.
It was Rick.
Yeah,
they put a wreath around the neck, though.
Yeah, they made it. They festive, but they didn't. So people are calling in and texting in to 414-799-1037. Somebody texted in and said, beasties, we used to hunt them as a kid. Now we find them with my daughter. So it's a thing in Milwaukee.
Interesting.
Who's on the phone this morning?
Oh, Stephanie's in Waukesha.
Oh, Stephanie, what's up?
Good morning. Good morning, girl.
Good morning. I love Beasties. Beasties have been around for quite a long time. They were around in the 80s. That was
what?
Okay.
They first did a big, it's kind of like when they did Peanuts for Minneapolis. They have, like, they do a theme, and then they have different artists that come and decorate them.
Okay.
So, for example, like, there's one of them that was, you could go around all downtown. They'd be on corners or in parks. And they had one that was like the Yellow Submarine.
I wonder if this guy did anything for the Sculpture Milwaukee stuff that's been out this year. You know, there's so many different sculptures that are around downtown.
No, I don't think so. Because a lot of those are sculptures that
from other
already
places.
Exist. Yes,
right.
That you're just.
But I was just wondering if this guy has one of them. Maybe they put one of his beasties out there. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
It's kind of like Waukesha has the guitars.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, we're guitar towns, but they've got all different guitars all around that are done by different artists. They have different themes. Mm-hmm. Like they've got the Women of Rock one is sitting in front of one of the museums. There's one in front of Waukesha State Bank.
All right.
But the Beasties, if you want to see one, too, there's one at BC's Beauty School.
Okay.
There's two of them in their lobby.
That's right. The one on Highway 100?
Yeah, one
it's
in
literally,
100. There's like a money one. It's got like dollars and coins on it.
I'm only asking because it's right by the radio station. We're in Hale's Corner. So when you said VC's school, the hair school, I was like, that's right down the road.
And I've seen that.
It's a money one?
Yeah, there's a money one. It's sitting back like in a chair. It's got its legs crossed and it's green. And then it's got money on it. It's got gold coins on it.
Damn.
That's really cool.
I've drove that and wonder what the hell it was, but then moved on with my life, and now I know. Thank you, Stephanie. So much learning this morning.
What are they made out of?
They are like those big ones. Those are not inexpensive. They're a couple thousands of dollars paid for those.
You know what? Never mind, Dennis Pearson. Don't call us. I don't have that kind of money.
but if you want smaller ones, there was an art museum that carried them down in downtown Milwaukee. There was a like by the Pfister, there's like some art stores there, and you can pick up like little miniature ones, like if you want an ornament for your
expensive
tree
art is for rich people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people that make it are the freaks. Like, that's what somebody told me once. And I was like, it's actually right. The freaks make it, and then the rich people buy it. You see what I mean?
There's this
ironic about all of it. And when I say freak, I actually mean I'd rather be a freak. I'd rather be eccentric than not. Yeah.
I'd rather be that freak, too. Because the rich people are going to pay $2,000 for your little thing that costs you $2 to make.
And you're like, I was just getting out my aggression and making a sculpture, and you're buying it, man.
That's it. Thanks so much for calling, Stephanie. We appreciate listening.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Have a great day.
You
love
too.
You guys.
Love you too.
Love
and
you
happy
back.
Friday.
That's right. Woo! The Beasties. We learned something new this morning.
We really did.
Yeah, we did. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hey, it's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hey.
I'm ready for some birth control, please.
Let me be here to help.
Please lay it on me. Remind me why I don't want children.
Dude, we were leaving the house the other night, and we had to run an errand that was going to take 35 minutes tops.
Yeah.
I had to run to Greenfield to Medical Weight Loss and Wellness, pick up my food from Chef Kayla, and then I had to go home. Okay.
Nice.
And so it takes like 30, maybe 35 minutes because it's during rush hour. So I said, boys, let's go. Get in the car. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Where are we going? I said, to pick up my food.
Yeah.
Well, Mom. What? Get your shoes on. What are we supposed to do in the car?
Wait, what?
I stopped. I looked at him. I go, what the hell do you mean? What are you supposed to do in the car? We don't have technology? No, you're not bringing your Switch in the car.
They call it technology?
They call it technology.
Funny.
We can't have any technology. I go, call it a brain break. Because that's what whenever I want to rip the technology away, we call them brain breaks. Like, you need a brain break.
You do.
And then they put it down. They go find something to do or they go outside. But I could not believe that they were appalled that they had to take a 30-minute car ride to and they had nothing with them. And I said, do you understand? When I was a kid, we didn't have iPads, tablets, you know, phones. Screw you and get in the car. Well, and I said, and quite frankly, you're going to look at Christmas lights because it's December. You're lucky you have something to look at.
No, you may not have had to buy iPads when you were little, Mom, but we have them now, so give them to me.
So entitled. And then Hudson even said to me the other day, he said, I wonder, when Daddy picks us up, I wonder what we're going to watch in his car. I'm like, this is what you think about?
What?
All I was doing was trying to get my Walkman ready with my Whitney Houston tape queued up and minding my own business when I was their age. But these guys,
I'm telling
you. You know
what I had to do in the back of a car is have that little cardboard game with the little red things that you would slide over for the bingo cards where you do like the travel trip bingo where it would say like, like a barn or you would cross off like a truck. Yeah. Different things like
we
that.
We used to spot every license plate from every state. Right. But, you know, I couldn't believe my own children, 7 and 9, I have failed because when they looked at me and said, what are we supposed to do in the car?
You created those monsters, man.
I mean, and we wonder why their brains are overstimulated, why they can't function, they're little punks. Look, it's my own damn fault.
It is. How do you regulate that, though? So you make sure they don't carry that.
I said get in the car without your tablet and let's go.
Okay, so you didn't let them.
No, they had been on technology all day between school and then getting off. I said, I do believe that like getting in the car and giving them a 30-minute drive is a good break for them, whether they know it or not. They need that break to just look at nature.
Yeah, and look change at the scenery, too. Get out of the house for a little while.
Thank you.
Which is nice.
Which I thought they'd appreciate, but now it's, what am I supposed to do in the car?
No, you little brats.
I'm like, you know, and then I sound like, and then it pisses me off because I sound like my parents.
Well, you are, you're a parent, though.
So, no, I'm 20 in my mind, okay? Listen.
No.
So I sound like my parents because I'm doing this whole, when we were kids, we didn't have technology.
When I was your age.
I didn't have worry
meantime,
about this stuff.
Get off my lawn, you kids.
So I can't win.
No,
so
you can't.
I just made them. So they were fine on the drive.
You're not the only parent with entitled kids, dude. They probably ask for stuff like this all the time.
It's their expectations.
Yeah.
And we had lower ones because we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And their expectations are so high.
Yeah. Well, some of us did. And then some of us are entitled now. And that's why you see some of the way society operates now. Entitled jerks.
My nanny said it to me best the other day. She said, somebody told her this. I'll leave you with this on a Friday.
Yeah.
She said, our parents raised kids to be kids. Our generations now raise them to be adults. Like, it's a complete... No, but think about it. We worry about their mental health. We worry... All the things when we were kids, our parents just raised kids.
Yeah.
Now we raise them to be actual adults.
Which
do you see the difference?
Which is what you should do,
Which
talk
is what you should
like
have
adults,
done. But, but now we're all screwed up because our parents raised us to be kids, right? So, I mean, hey.
Nobody can
win. Here we are.
We can't win.
Here we are.
But I'm glad I don't have to raise a human being. I don't want to do that. I don't want to
try growing one.
Nope.
You
no,
want
thank
details?
You. Nope. No, thank you. I do not want anything like that at all. No, thanks.
Try growing a human in your belly.
No.
That's a weird little mind F.
No, I'll practice and pretend all day.
Of course you will.
I will. Of course I will.
Honey, let's practice.
414-799-1037. You can always call or you can text us. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I answered the phone. It was hysterical because I picked it up and all I hear are kids screaming in the background.
Yeah.
And I hear this guy and he's like, Allie? And all I hear are kids going nuts. It's Jason.
Okay, let's see if it's still in there.
Yeah, he's there. Jason and Franklin. I just checked in on him. He wanted to add on to the entitlement conversation
Jason,
about our children.
You're in my hood. The land of land of too high taxes. Franklin, go right ahead. What's going on over there?
What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about that because you guys brought up like a good point. Like, you know, they're so bored in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a 9-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Oof.
So the 3-year-old is following right after the 9-year-old, and so he's got a Switch now that he got from his birthday, and he's using my Xbox to, like, play his games, and, you know, we just got him, like, a new game, like, this weekend, and...
My God.
It's amazing. They know how to use it before they're, like, talking. It's crazy, but go on.
I know.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But he got a new game, and, like, he was all excited, and then... He's like, oh, thanks for, like, buying this thing. And I was like, actually, I downloaded it for free. And he's like, oh. Well, then I guess I don't really like it as much anymore because.
Oh, hell no. It would be on if my kids said that.
Oh, because it's a free game?
Oh,
I got to have ads. It's an ad-supported version?
It would be on, dude.
Shut up.
I mean, these punks.
Like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
She, like, wants milk and stuff in the morning. And so I get her a glass of
damn
milk.
Damn her. She wants milk.
She wants chocolate milk, but then I get her chocolate milk, but then she wants chocolate and strawberry syrup.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. How do you guys... Jason, you're doing... Jason. You're going too far, though.
Way too far, dude.
I mean, the fact that you, if your kid requests chocolate milk and you go, okay, like, screw them. I don't do that. Like,
no.
You're getting white milk or nothing or water. Like, what do you want? So, like, I wouldn't go that far to give them... But, a sugary treat if they were begging for it.
But I want chocolate milk,
yeah.
Mom.
Because their expectations
milk.
Are not...
I want strawberry.
But see, Jason, now they have these expectations throughout their whole life that people are going to give them what they want, and they're not.
Unless they go to a restaurant and pay for it.
I talk to him like I'm not the worst parent ever, by the way. I'm giving you parenting advice like I know what the hell I'm doing. I don't.
Do you know what you guys should start doing as parents is start charging your kids for upgrades. Like give them the basic stuff, and if they want more, you have to charge them. All right, you want that chocolate milk. You want chocolate milk, you have to pay for it.
We do that.
He's old enough now where he has chores that he has to do.
There you go.
Like, so if he wants to play his video games, you know, he has to unload the dishwasher or before
there
he can do anything, he has to do his homework and do his reading when he gets home from school. So, I mean, they're all good kids and, like, he does well at school and, like,
he's three.
He plays with his, you know, sister and...
I love it. The 9-year-old.
That's
good.
And that's my 1-year-old in the background.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait till I'm old enough to be able to do this to you guys, too.
I hope you know Riggs just sounds like this is his personal hell.
No, this is my personal.
Kids in the background.
I'm so sorry, Riggs.
No,
I think
this
it's hysterical.
This is my personal heaven because you know what? I don't have to go home to that. This is great.
You don't even have to see them.
No, I'm going home to silence. It's going to be so good. I'm going to take a nap today.
Shut up. You're going to be the same self-centered adult you were before you did nap kids.
I sure will. Hey, man, thanks so much. Thanks for calling, Jason.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Dude.
Oh,
keep raising those awesome entitled kids,
yeah, okay.
Man. You keep them entitled.
What? I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. I don't think anybody really knows what they're doing. I don't think
and
anybody has...
I don't know
has...
if I care, quite frankly, at this moment in time. Maybe tomorrow I will. I got a case of the Friday efforts.
You're procrastinating? That's great.
Procrastinating that. Parenting my children.
Yeah, there you go.
appropriately.
Keep putting it off. It's 103.7 KISS FM. We're
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand. At 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.